This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. One piece of the retail numbers that caught our collective eye today, furniture sales. They were down almost 1% last month, the biggest drop since December last year. And tariffs are a big part of the story. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
Last year, Beijing shipped $34 billion worth of furniture here, stuff like bedroom sets and couches. Those imports were hit with a 10% tax in September of 2018. That jumped to 25% in May. But Michael Spoci, an economics professor at Southern Methodist University in Dallas, says it's not just those direct tariffs hurting furniture sales.
Tariffs applied to an industry like metals, steel and aluminum tariffs, affect the cost structure of the furniture industry.
To get around the tariffs, some furniture stores have changed where they get things made. Shipments of furniture from China to the U.S. fell by a third from September 2018 to September 2019, according to Panjiva, a company that tracks the flow of goods overseas. Shipments from Vietnam, where tariffs aren't imposed, increased by more than half. But Mark Schumacher with the Home Furnishings Association says changing your supply chain doesn't happen overnight.
Every retailer is different, but one thing is true for all of them is they can't pivot on a dime when it comes to, you know, to what they have available in their warehouses.
He says some retailers pass the tariffs on to consumers by hiking prices. And Bill McLaughlin, editor of the trade magazine Furniture Today, says everyone down the line has to be prepared for tighter margins.
If the retailer eats a percentage, if the manufacturer eats a percentage, by the time the product ultimately gets to the consumer, they're not seeing a significant increase.
He says the larger furniture outlets should be okay, but a mom-and-pop furniture store in rural Georgia might not be able to hold out. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.